is The Naked Scientist. Now time to go back to Ben and Dave. We left them pointing remote controls at digital cameras. So let's go and find out what they could see.
Welcome back to Kitchen Science. Today we're finding out how a remote control sends its signal using only a digital camera and a remote control. So, Rob, we've given you a digital camera here. If you look through the camera, what do you see? Does everything look pretty normal to you?
Yep. I can see everyone in the class.
And it looks just like it does when you look with your eyes?
Yep. All the same.
And, Harrison, we've given you a remote control. Now, once again, can you have a look at the shiny bit on the end and tell me if you can see anything?
There's absolutely nothing there. It looks exactly the same before and after I push the button.
Okay, excellent. So now, Dave, what should people do?
Really easy. All you do is point the remote control at the camera and look at the display on the camera.
So, are you two ready?
Yep.
Absolutely.
And, Harrison, let us know what happens.
Oh, I can see a little white light. It's flashing. Every time he pushes a button, there's a little flash on the light.
Do you want to zoom in a bit there and see if we can have a closer look?
Oh, now it's purple.
So, Dave, where the signal is coming out, there seems to be a purple flashing light. Is that right, or is this just a trick?
I mean, that is what's happening, and there is actually a flashing light on the end of your remote control. But it's flashing a colour which you can't see. The colour it's flashing in is called infrared. So it's sort of beyond red in the rainbow, and your eyes aren't sensitive to it at all, so you can't see it.
So we can't actually see that light, but the camera can. Why is it that the camera picks it up if we can't see it? Surely they're designed to take photos of what we can see.
It is designed to take photos of what we can see, but it's not quite done perfectly. The actual sensor in a digital camera is called a CCD, it's called a charge-coupled device, and that's sensitive to just about any colour of light. And they put little filters on the top, so there'll be a red filter or a green filter or a blue filter on top of them to pick up the three colours of light that we can see. But these filters also let through infrared light. So if this shines through, then it's going to trigger the sensor underneath and it's going to show up on the camera.
So the electronic sensor in there will pick up infrared light that we normally can't see. Does this happen with sort of old-fashioned photographic film?
There's not enough energy in infrared light to expose the film, so it probably wouldn't have much of an effect on a film camera.
So what do you think, Rob?
It's great. I don't expect it. Because usually it's just nothing, so you don't really realise that there's anything there. But when you look at it closely, you can see how much it is actually working.
And are you surprised to find there's all these different types of light that your eyes just can't see?
Yes, so people know that eyes are pretty good, but there's so many things that we can't see that other things can.
OK then, Dave, so we've proved that we can definitely pick up this infrared light coming out of the remote using something like a digital camera. But what use is infrared light to the remote?
Well, the remote control has this little light in the end. It's actually an LED, a bit like the red and green little lights which tell you a TV's on or another electronic equipment's on. This flashes on and off very quickly and sends signals, a bit like Morse code, to the TV. She's got a sensor in it which can detect that. So when it flashes in a certain way, it'll know to change to BBC One, BBC Two, whatever.
So it'll flash for a certain signal, a certain pattern will tell it to, say, turn the volume up, but a different pattern of infrared flashes will tell it to do something else.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, fantastic. Well, there you go, lads. That's how a remote control works. What do you think of that?
I think it's really clever, but I don't understand. If the infrared is being picked up by the camera and it's being shown through the screen, how can we see it?
That's actually a really good question. You're not actually seeing infrared coming out of the display because infrared's fooling the camera into thinking that red light and blue light and green light are hitting it. But actually, it's not. So you just see red, green and blue light, which your eyes are sensitive to.
All right. That's really interesting, that.
And Rob, what do you think?
I love it. I'm going to do that at home. My dad's camera.
Cool. Well, I hope you've tried this out at home, and it really is a fantastic thing to see and open your eyes to a world of light that you can't normally see. But that's it for Kitchen Science this week, and we'll be back with more very soon.
Thanks, Ben. That's really cool. I'm going to have a go myself. And if you haven't got a digital camera, then just have a look at thenakedscientist.com/kitchenscience, and we'll put a picture up there very soon, and you can see what your remote control signal looks like. There's also loads of other fantastic experiments up there, so just go and have a look and try out at home.
That's nakedscientist.com/kitchenscience. Had an email from Wayne. He is a forensic science student at the University of Worcester, says loves our programme, but it's playing hell with actually getting any work done, spends too long listening to it. Naughty boy.